somebody has left a great pair of sunglasses in here, and I'm wearing them, I think, quite beautifully. What do you think? Luminous yellow pair of sporting shades.
Fluoro yellow and orange mirror lenses.
Good look?
No.
Is there something? Is there somebody vacuuming?
It's maybe my laptop, my stand-in laptop, Tim.
Your stand-in
laptop. I've made the ultimate mistake today. I forgot my laptop, so I had to go down and beg IT to provide
me a vacuum cleaner in the background
with this machine.
Well, at least you'll leave the desk clean, Chris.
I do apologise. It does sound, now that you've said that, it does actually sound like
it
a vacuum cleaner.
It's like, oi, oi. Afternoon, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Yeah, I was just remarking on those sunglasses. It does appear that one of our former colleagues has been back in the building, Mr. Jacobs. They are fine.
Oh, fine. Yeah, Ben Jacobs was an exponent of the sunglasses.
The old bumblebee
he?
Sunglasses.
Yeah, I remember those. He did that well. They're quite nice. Do you know, I don't wear
They're
sunglasses
not nice,
at all.
Tim.
No, they don't suit me. I'm not a sunglass kind of guy, to be honest with you. Anyway, what was I wanted to say to you? Yeah, so that Daniel Day-Lewis has retired. He's a good actor, isn't he?
I saw that. I read that late last night. Have we got to the bottom of the... He just finds that he's 60 years of age and it's time for a break?
I don't know. There's no reason. The only thing he said is, I'm retiring. And he didn't even say that. Private decision, immensely grateful to all his collaborators and audiences. So that's it. He's done.
It's a strange one.
He's just gone.
And he's
so
good, though. You know, he's one of those that just has a really...
The only man to win three Oscars.
The vacuum cleaner.
Sorry, Tim. I'm going to move it. Just don't ask me anything that I don't know.
Oh, like... it's getting worse. No, but it is, isn't it? It's interesting
it's on the
that
floor.
How you're at the level that somebody like Daniel Day-Lewis is at. Three Oscars, I think, he's had during his career. I mean, it's an immense actor in every way. But 60, and he's just decided that's it. His last film is Phantom Thread, which comes out later this year, which is sort of 50s London and fashion, Paul Thomas Anderson. That's going to be the last time we're going to see him on film. So he says. Well, that's an interesting story, that. I'm wondering why.
That's the question we're all wondering.
There Will Be Blood and My Left Foot and...
Lincoln.
The New York... Lincoln. I mean, think of those.
Gangs of New York was good. Gangs of New York got panned, if memory serves me from it. Last of the Mohicans,
yeah,
yes.
There's
what
another
a film.
One. Yeah. Anyway, do you want to talk about sport, or should we just go through Daniel Day-Lewis's back catalogue? What would you like to do? Do you know the story I wanted to ask you? I was talking to Samir, who probably gave you the laptop, actually, IT. So
yes.
Samir is an Indian man. He follows cricket. He hates following cricket because he thinks it's all fixed these days. And he said, no, the final was okay, but the semi-final, definitely. He's very sceptical for his own reasons. However, he said, Anil Kumble's gone. And we were talking about Virat Kohli, but there's something here, isn't there, between...
There is. The news over the past 24 hours is that Anil Kumble has stepped down as head coach of the Indian cricket team. He has claimed that his working relationship with captain Virat Kohli became untenable. He has said that quite simply his style did not suit the all-powerful Indian captain, and he's gone. And I find it a real shame. You look at what he's done. He's won 12 of his 17 test matches since taking charge of the team 12 months ago. He's lost just once. There will be those that point out, well, he's lost the biggest match of his tenure. That was the ICC Champions Trophy against their great rivals, Pakistan. But I felt India were playing a nice brand of cricket under Anil Kumble, hugely respected given what he achieved as a player. Fortunately, though, his face doesn't fit when it comes to Virat Kohli, and it does seem, certainly on the outside, that Virat Kohli wants to be the all-powerful. He wants to be the one to dictate where this Indian team is going in terms of its style, the way that it's coached. And he's had his say on this, and Anil Kumble clearly feels that his position is untenable, hence why he has stood down. As for his replacement, an awful lot of names banded around, the likes of Virender Sehwag, Rahul Dravid as well, Ravi Shastri. In terms of if you're looking for a foreigner, don't look past the Australian Tom Moody. I know he's got plenty of fans at the BCCI. Having said all of that, I will be shocked if they don't keep it in-house, and it will and it won't be an Indian who takes charge, because of course they fear
Virat
that
Kohli.
Virat Kohli, probably a little early for him, although I'm sure he would want the job. But it's an interesting one. We watch with interest, but one thing we do know is that Anil Kumble is now out of a job once again.
We also know that he was fibbing 2 weeks ago, Kohli, when he said that there was no problem whatsoever, and he found all the speculation rather strange.
You got to be careful. I mean, this is what the Board of Control said. Kumble said to the border control. He'd attempted to resolve the misunderstandings, but he decided it was best to move on. So that was a big fight, if ever there was a big fight, unfortunately. But India, what, they're West Indies next, isn't it?
They are, yeah. They've got a five-match ODI series. I think it gets underway Port of Spain. Is it this Friday? I think it's in the next few
definitely
days.
Definitely Friday. It's a test series, and then there's a... It's just one T20.
And then one T20. Five-match ODI series, and then the one T20 down in the Caribbean. So... Well, yeah, they've got no coach for that journey down to the Caribbean, and then I'm sure they'll be looking for an announcement to be made sooner rather than later, because there are certain pieces to be picked up after the ICC Champions Trophy defeat. That being said, from a test point of view, Indian cricket is in good health, as the stats bear fruit, that 12 wins in their last 17. On home soil, they remain the immovable object in many respects, and yeah, it's a great job for someone that to lead the Indian cricket team. It is arguably the best job in world cricket.
A lot of pressure, but it's a hell of a job. Robbie, I wanted to ask you a question today. This is specifically a question for you.
Okay.
In golf, how important is a caddy? See, it's an interesting relationship, I always think, because the golfer is
having
clearly
never played
king.
To a professional level, I wouldn't be the best person to ask.
As a person who knows a bit about golf, what would your observation be of professionals with caddies?
I think that each player has a different set of requirements. Some like a very thorough and quite sort of all-encompassing relationship with a caddy, whereby the caddy is kind of like a go-to swing coach as well, and a guy that provides a bit of mental support and kind of psychological support as well. Some just want to know exactly how far they have to the hole, and you know, they do the rest. So a lot of you're talking about Phil Mickelson, I'm assuming.
Well, he's split from Bones. I mean, that's the point. But what's interesting about this is these two guys have been to, I mean, Bones of a guy.
I'm just laughing at anyone listening to that. Mickelson has split from Bones. He'll be asking.
Lefty and Bones. Yeah, it sounds like a cartoon, doesn't
it? Phil Mickelson's caddy is called Jim Mackay. He's nicknamed Bones. That's on Phil Mickelson's bag,
yeah.
which makes me laugh. But it's interesting to me because they've been together for a quarter of a century. You know, and that, but that must mean that there must have been something that's gone on there. I just wonder about the relationship.
Well, the rotation among caddies on tour is quite high usually. Lots of players tend to recycle their caddies because, again, it's like these, it's like managers at football clubs. There's only so many times the same line, the same motivational pep talk is fresh.
Yeah.
And once that runs out, often a player will, if he's in a bad run of form, he'll go, okay, need to change things up. What's the easiest, most low maintenance thing to change? My caddy. Sorry, pal. I'm moving on. And that's what happens. And there's a constant rotation. So I think Lee Westwood, Martin Keimer and Justin Rose have all had the same individual, the same caddy throughout the course of their careers. But with Phil and Bones, it was obviously a close relationship and a very unique one as well. You know, they've been through a lot together. And I don't know where this has come from. Phil's just turned 47 years of age. He's still on the PGA Tour. He still has aspirations to win more major championships. He hasn't won since 2013 when he won the Open Championship, which is an awful long time if you think about it, given that he used to win three or four events every year on the PGA Tour. And clearly he's felt that he needs a shake-up, but it just seems an odd time in his career to make that decision. He's 3 years off the Senior Tour. So maybe it's a family thing. Maybe Jim Mackay, Bones, needs to spend more time with his family, or he can't commit as much as Mickelson needs him to, or, you know, it's 25 years. Sometimes, you know, all good things come to an end. So maybe it's just that. But I don't know the full details. Both of them have obviously released statements saying
it's mutual
and all that. That's the sort of usual thing that gets trotted out. Very few things in life are mutual, are they?
I always think, I don't want to be cynical, but if somebody says, oh, it was mutual, I always think it certainly wasn't mutual, and I want to know more. I mean, that's kind of a standard attitude, isn't it? But it's his brother that's coming in, so Tim Mickelson and Phil Mickelson are going to be working together. I just wonder what that means for his game, because he is, that I think, has been so consistently a quality golfer for such a long period, to me anyway. You would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think he's been, I think in the Tiger era he was the next best. So you think about how many majors he would have won. I mean, you can say that for a lot of golfers, but if Tiger hadn't been around, Mickelson would probably be a 10-time major winner. He's come second in the US Open 6 times. He's won 5 majors. So he's won 3 Masters, He's won a PGA and an Open Championship. The only one he's missing is the US Open, where he's been a runner-up six times. And, yeah, he plays golf with a buccaneering, never-say-die spirit that I think people love. So, Chris obviously isn't impressed because it's golf and he's a golfer, but... You remember that shot he hit against Lee Westwood at the Masters, probably 5-6 years ago now, through the pine straw, through that gap in the trees that went to about 3 feet, and he made the eagle and went on to win his third green jacket. But he's a great player, and obviously I'd love to see him win again.
All right then, Chris McCarthy, what do you think about that? Because you have these journalistic principles. If somebody says it's mutual, do your hackles not come up and think, no, there's a story?
Yes, exactly that. Yeah. I am an old school journalist. Whenever I see the word mutual, I'm with you, Tim. It often means that it is simply not the case. And there will be journalists out there trying to dig up dirt and trying to get to the bottom of the story. Of course, we've got to take it at face value. But I do get the impression there is something more to that. It's funny as well, it comes in the week after Phil Mickelson missed the US Open, and whilst he missed the US Open due to attend the graduation of his daughter, you don't know what happens behind the scenes, and maybe Bones has voiced that he needs to pay off a bank loan or of some nature, and he can't afford to miss out on a US Open despite the fact that Phil is attending the graduation of his daughter. But that is me speculating.
I like the speculation there. Like. No, it's just an interesting story. Best sports story of the day is Paolo Maldini. Did you see this?
Yeah.
So he was a footballer of some repute and played far longer than most footballers could ever hope to.
I love this story. It's unbelievable.
Isn't it
How
great?
On earth
Talented.
Does an
it's talent.
Italy football legend, right,
yeah.
Qualify for a tennis tournament, pro tennis tournament?
Yeah,
at 48.
At 48 as well. Yeah, I saw the story. It's one that I think emerged a couple of days ago, if memory serves me correct. But yeah, it was an ATP Challenger Tour event where him and his partner have won a doubles event. I should point out he did have a partner in all of this, so it's not just Paolo Maldini. But yeah, he won the event. He's qualified for a professional tournament. And the real thing that I love about this is, or certainly from the stories that I've read, that he only picked up tennis once he hung up his boots. So he's quite late to the tennis game.
About 40 years late.
Yeah, exactly. 40 years late, yet he picks up a racket and he becomes rather good at it. It makes me sick to my stomach that there are talented individuals out there that can do that. He still looks marvellous, does Paolo. He is... Yeah, he's just a man that I have severe envy towards.
He's a model of fitness, isn't he? But I mean, you know, it's long been thought that AC Milan, there's something in the water in Milan, because, I don't know, there's a fountain of youth there that doesn't exist anywhere else in football.
And he still looks the part as well. 25 years he spent in Milan, 5 European Cups, all those Serie A titles as well, and there he is carving out a professional, quote-unquote, tennis career at the grand old age of 48.
It's all right, isn't it? Robbie, you...
We'll be on golf next.
Yeah, maybe. You've set us a lost word today. I'm very pleased that you did. Have you heard this, Chris? You didn't
Robbie
know this.
Taking control.
Robbie had...
He
effectively.
Did it today.
Yeah.
That's
he offered.
That's why it's a special...
Sickened by Paolo, sickened by the fact that I've never been asked to do one myself.
Oh, well...
I offered, you see.
We're saving you for post-Eid. Ah. That's what it is.
You can have your turn then.
But we're particularly interested in your responses today, Chris McCarthy.
The lost word.
Sepp Blatter wanted... for FIFA.
What did Sepp Blatter want for FIFA?
Oof, I tell you what. Sepp Blatter wanted bleep for FIFA.
Yeah.
More money.
That might actually be the real headline, but we're close enough with that. So that's Chris McCarthy. If you want to have a go at this, text us on 4001. Put a word or words.
It's shocking I don't know the answer. Word.
Sepp Blatter wanted... for FIFA.
Sepp Blatter wanted what for FIFA?
A clue is it's two words.
It's alright, send us two words. Put your name on there.
It's almost three.
Well,
how can it be almost three words? What is one hyphenated?
You can make it two words, but it's
you
three.
Could, yeah, you could.
Oh,
it's okay. Two or three. That's a big clue.
Yeah, that's really good.
And here's another clue. It would be the least likely thing you would possibly imagine that would go hand in hand with his tenure at FIFA.
Rules,
money?
Rules and regulations. What about that?
This
would
is
that
the
fit?
Best text. No.
Transparency.
Come in. This is one of the ones that's just come in. When Chris McCarthy for FIFA.
I love that answer.
Yeah, no,
thanks,
no.
Mom.
All right, drop us in. Thank you very much, Chris. Thank you very much, Robbie.
Thank you.
Cheers.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live, only on Dubai Eye. 103.8.
If you'd like to win today, it is a two-week summer camp once again. Second last chance you can win this. It's for one child aged between 5 and 12. It's worth a dirham shy of 900 dirhams at Dubai Parks and Resorts, the coolest place to be this summer. It says here, so summer camps across Legoland Dubai, Legoland Water Park, Motion Gate Dubai, Bollywood Parks Dubai, Playtown, Hub Zero, and more. The whole gamut. We have a summer theme.
What is shebang.
Yeah. What is the next word in this song? It has been cut. It will end. Text us through the word. Put your name on there, 4001 or via the free app. Here it is. Summer in the city where the air is. So, what is the air doing in the city where... I don't know where that's supposed to be, actually, but just text us the word in. I lost my train of thought there. Did you notice? Kind of tailed off into a nothingness. A little pit of despair.
You often go into these, I don't know where you go.
We pulled it back right at the last minute, Musa.
Yeah. Welcome back. Hello.
So there's the competition today. The lost word today as well. Lots of texts in for this. Always interesting
this
when you mention Sepp Blatter's name, isn't it?
But Robbie Greenfield was in charge of this today. Mm. He offered. He was so excited by the lost word. He jumped all over it and he said, I've got one for you. And he did it. Listen to it one more time.
The lost word.
Sepp Blatter wanted for FIFA.
So.
Somebody said Chris McCarty. Another one said better bribes. Video assisted refereeing. No, not quite. Television replays. No. Checks and balances.
Limited liability.
Oh, some really good ones. Yeah, a 50-year term.
More immunity.
Yeah.
A parting gift.
This is kind of a parting gift of what he actually did want. Do you want to know what it is?
I just would like to mention Tarek. That is the best response of the day. I think Sepp Blatter wanted bigger balls for FIFA so that referees and goalkeepers were more able to spot it.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Anyway.
They might still go for it. Who knows?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Go on.
Nobel Peace Prize.
I've just Robbie gave us a sheet of paper with the actual story, and I've just turned it over and seen that.
It's like the Oscars. He gave us these sheets of paper, and they were folded. We weren't allowed to look at it. We've just seen it.
Before he fell from grace, didn't he? Let's put too much of a shine on it. But this was something he wanted for FIFA before he fell from grace. He was serious about wanting a Nobel Peace Prize.
This is incredible, because this is from The Guardian, an interview with them. He said he had not sought a Nobel Peace Prize on an individual basis. He said he insisted he wanted his organisation as a whole to receive the recognition. He said, we'd had meetings with the Nobel Prize organisation. I was there. I was really asking for the Nobel Prize for football, not for a man. It is the movement for FIFA. What do you think about that?
I find that startling.
Isn't it?
The mark of a man... that position had maybe gone to his head, to be honest with you. I think that's just ridiculous. Much as I respect lots of what FIFA have done, there's not really a great deal of respect left after you go through the little list of good things. I mean, let's be completely honest about it. It's a really odd thing. He suffered a breakdown after the corruption scandal, which, of course, is a sad thing. He says, I had a collapse just after that in November 2015, which is horrible. But then, it didn't go so well at FIFA, did it, Sally Musa?
No.
All right, then. So that's the story today. It's a remarkable thing. Something they're going to be talking about, I think, on Sports Tonight this evening. It's one of those where you think, here's the headline. Blatter wanted Nobel Peace Prize for FIFA. That's one of the things you see in the papers and think, or online, and you think, what? I'm going to read that.
Exactly.
Anyway, that's the story today that Robbie Greenfield came up with. That's the lost word. Text us in for the competition as well. Here it is one more time, just before we go to the news. The next word we are looking for. There's like a lost word theme, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems to be. Okay, the next word in that, send it through. 2 weeks summer camp for one child aged 5 to 12 is what we're going to give you by return. Now, in the tech clinic coming up, Nick Rago's not here, is he? Where is Nick, by the way?
He's away on holidays.
He's flown off somewhere.
He's actually in London.
Oh, is he?
Yep.
Okay, Nick's in London. However, I'm very pleased to say we've got the boss man coming in from tea break today. So Abbas Jafar Ali is going to be here. Nick is in the middle at the moment of a Samsung Pay experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we'll hopefully get an update on that. If he's got this with him, I will be very pleased. The new 3310. He's been talking
Nokia
about the
phone.
New Nokia, which
the
is
retro
kind of
phone.
The revamped snake phone, if you like. If you have any questions, tech-wise, that you'd like to ask Abbas, he also is a person that we've yet to see stumped when it comes to anything tech.
They're both so good. So good.
So get in touch, 4001 via the free app or on 423 10. 10, Tech Clinic is next.